to recite durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون إلى آخر الآية. وقال تعالى أيضا يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال تعالى أيضا إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. It is only Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam that Allah Ta'ala has chosen us to be His slaves. And this is such an honorable and great position that Allah Ta'ala has granted us without deserving it in the least but. And that is why in order to realize this, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made all the arrangements for mankind in Hazrat Insan, that you should know who you are. And if you don't know who you are and you don't live in the right company, then you will, instead of having the highest position, higher than Malaika also, you will stoop down and become lower than animals. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. And as we see the time we are going through and how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has informed us from generation to generation that Hazrat Insan is not becoming, that you don't realize who you are and you fall down and stoop so low that as we, the sabak Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq through the fadl and karam of Allah Ta'ala and whatever Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart through the barakat of our shaykh and our mashayikh, that how they explain to us and who could be greater than our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we explain, we all want to know what is salah all about. But actually the whole of Salah, which we say Anwaru Salah. So this is not just that, as we explain over and over through the Fadl and Karam and the attention of our Shaykh making takrar of my own sabak, that so long we are doing the sabak, so long we are doing these lessons, but till now I haven't realized who I am. And if you don't know who you are, then whatever department of deen Allah Ta'ala has given you opportunity to be in, then instead of a person realizing that I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will forget what is our responsibility. So that is why first it was stressed by Sufi Iqbal sahab rahmatullah alayhi, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Shah, Hazrat Haman Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi. And as Hazrat mentioned also that in the majlis, that even the what Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned in Fadail Amal, then our beauty, how Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was grown up and how his father and them, and that was the height of love, that how strict they were. Today's time, it don't make sense to us. It doesn't, it seems like Aliyazu Billah, people will call it, it's not even worth saying those words, but barbarism. And that is why we see that the Salah supposed, Namaz supposed to be our most important object and purpose of life, to get our reality, to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the royal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah ta'ala has made it, that before we even start this bayan of Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed sahab rahmatullah alayhi, that what pain they had to be obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to save most important our iman. Iman is that special loving connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person knows who he is, then he will make every effort to safeguard the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and madad will come, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is. So as we learned also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, this time is going to come that such fitnas will be pouring, that instead of protecting our iman, daily we hear cases in good homes. You get up in the morning, You had iman, or you were Muslim, and before you leave, before you go to bed, you don't even know what statements you uttered, on the social media, etc., and we lose our iman. So this reality hasn't touched my heart. That is why it's so important. We are being reminded all the time that how to pass through this journey of life, and this is the most important aspect of this journey of our life. That now we're going to get our eternal enjoyment forever and ever. And this journey of life is the shortest part, but the most important part. That here you are preparing to see Allah Ta'ala made us in alami arwah, our arwah. Then Allah Ta'ala knew that the time is going to come. Allah is going to transfer that arwah of ours, that ruh, on Allah Ta'ala according to Allah's wisdom and Allah Ta'ala's complete perfect knowledge. That Allah Ta'ala is going to transfer that ruh into the body. And Allah already took a pledge from us already and made us our witness of ourselves. That they are making witness, don't forget that you are the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not to forget that from inception of mankind, Allah ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, that now the first man, first human being, forgot Allah ta'ala told him that don't go near that tree, but forget your enemy shaitan, who instead of becoming the humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his ibadat made him pride come into him. And his knowledge, pride came into him. And then his marifat also, he had the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. But instead of becoming the humble slave, a person who's got the, supposed to have the true marifat of Allah, then you're supposed to be obedient slave of Allah. And that is why Allah ta'ala reminds us from the beginning of Quran al-Kareem, Suratul Fatiha, that is the opening chapter of our life, how we should be leading our life. And without that, then instead of humbleness coming to a person will think more, I'm in this position. So many years, nobody should tell me what to do. And then we'll see how the ummah, Allah Ta'ala save us. When Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala heard that this ummah will be split into 73 different groups, and only one will be on the way to Jannat. Allah Ta'ala make us all amongst them. But it is, we have to understand our reality, that we see the conditions we are going through. And instead of concentrating on what we're supposed to be doing, we'll be concentrating, shaitan will get us involved in everything else, and we'll become the slaves of shaitan. And shaitan, Allahu Akbar, he's got no power, he just whispers, and then he's got all these groups of armies that follow him. And that is why, beginning Allah Ta'ala informed us, that what is the object and purpose of creation, that, Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. Allah first explained this part, this, as Hazrat is teaching us, that this part of our journey of life is not just to have knowledge of the theory. Normally, any student, even a student in Darul Uloom, whoever, you're writing imtihan, you'll always ask ustaz for duas, etc. We'll ask the mashayikh to make dua for us. But that is just the theory. We'll write a paper, we'll get 100% that I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the moment after that azan goes, we carry on talking. And we'll be rather engaged in and not in mundane talks, Allah ta'ala save us. Yeah. So this reality, Allah ta'ala has made it such that now, and Allah has informed us that your reality will come out when Malakul Maut comes. And that is ourself, we will know who am I. That was I really a slave of Allah ta'ala or slave of my desire? And that is why the Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and all our great akabir who gave their lives to uphold the commands of Allah, and why they followed the system that Allah Ta'ala said. If you want to be on the path of the obedience of Allah, to be the slave of Allah and to know who you are, then all the time you'll be begging Allah Ta'ala, Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. Then, and how, what is the straight path? Allah Ta'ala defined it clearly. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Allah defined it clearly that to know how to be reach Allah Ta'ala, and this is what is this whole object of life. And outwardly, first of all, we have to have the structure. But if you got the structure and you don't have your electricity, you don't have current, so outwardly we see Allah Ta'ala has shown us that to realize who we are, first, from the womb of our mother already. The mother is supposed to be a mother. Father is supposed to be a father. When the child is conceived already, now you, before that, you're making dua that Rabbi Habli Minas Salihin. Oh Allah, grant us pious children. And thus we see, but today we are worried, I hope it's a girl, I hope it's a boy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that everything is in a command and in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala make us understand and realize how important this important aspect, this department of our deen is, that today we regard it as not so important. And when we regarded it not important, then we all got, Allah save me, all of us, that if we don't have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that, as it was explained from the beginning, that we need to have a spiritual guide, somebody who will connect us now to Allah ta'ala. All then in the right, from infant stage, then a person will realize, a parent will realize, that I must love like the slave of Allah ta'ala. When the child is in the womb of the mother, then she'll be engaged in zikr of Allah ta'ala, making tilawat of Qur'an Kareem. Already after 4 months, when Allah made that body in the womb of the mother, Allahu Akbar, and how Allah ta'ala formed it, then we'll understand who we are, then we'll understand that Allah ta'ala is one nur. Allah nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is only one, and Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And Nur is only one, that is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then a person will realize Allah has given us so much honor and dignity, that Allah has made us His best creation also. Allah gave us control of the whole world also. And Allah ta'ala gave us such varieties in this world also. And all of us, as we think, like we still, Hazrat says, we still like small children, that we're thinking iftar time today, I ordered this, I ordered that. But if we only realize who's our Razzaq, Allah Ta'ala says, you do your work, and I will give you your rizq with honor. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقِ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, I didn't send you here to work for your own sustenance. And nobody, when you get up in the morning, through to the barakat of the company of the mashayikh, and that also, myself, I should be thinking, this is a lesson for myself, repeating my own lesson over and over to realize, it's so old we have become, and we still haven't realized, I think I'm a khalifa or whatever, or you think you're in this position, but we still haven't realized who we are. And that is why Sufi Iqbal Sahib, we started this bayan of his, on Yawm al-Sabt, Allah give us tawfiq to understand the reality, otherwise our lives have passed, and we heard this lesson over and over. And this is from my useless, broken way through the Hazrat Ihsan and their favor upon us that they allow us to sit, where in reality I'm not even worth sitting here in front. And if I look into introspection, then I'll realize not even worth being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even worse than an animal. Allah save me, all of us. Then a person, now when you realize, I'm the slave of Allah, I am the vicegerent of Allah, the Khalifa of Allah. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun wa inna Allah mustakhlifakum fi fa yanzuru kayfa ta'malun. That verily Allah has sent you as His vicegerent in this part of your life, this journey. Allah has made you His Khalifa to guide people. Who is a Khalifa? A responsible person. Everybody wants to become the Prime Minister. Or he wants to become he wants to have close connection, he wants to be the deputy prime minister. But if you don't know your position, before that you'll do and make every effort to try and get that position, and you don't know who you are, then we see it openly, all the filth and dirt that comes out, and we say corruption. But actually, according to how the slaves of Allah love, and particularly people of Iman, that we say we have brought Iman, we accept Allah is our Rabb, we are the slaves of Allah, but let me and all of us see particularly that, do I give preference to the commands of Allah, or do I give preference even in my ibadat? It is according to my desire. We have to see what is the limits of Allah Ta'ala, and what is the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then we'll understand how enjoyable Salah is. It's not a responsibility, it's not a duty, it's a great honor that 5 times a day Allah is calling you as a very honorable Khalifa, and you are the vicegerent of Allah, and 5 times a day to now come renew your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, Allahu Akbar, when we're only looking at our outward body, and we think that is my reality, then for any small thing, you have a pain, you want immediate appointment by a doctor. Whereas the reality is, whatever comes to us, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll get just get a glimpse of what is the reality of salah, that this whole lesson and this whole important aspect of itikaf and being connected to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll realize that this journey of life, and it is a practical preparation. It's not just to know the theory, and we all know the answers, the questions are out already. And who gave the questions? Allah who made us. Mar Rabbuk, ma dinuk, ma taqulu fi haqqi hadha rajul. We can give a big bayan on that. But how, as we heard, Allahu Akbar, with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a strong, the first person to be called Amirul Mu'mineen, that what will happen to you now when the reality of your imtihan now, in the qabr, when Munkar and Nakir comes? Allahu Akbar. So if we didn't have the sohbat and the company of the man of Allah, and the noor of Iman didn't penetrate our heart, then myself, let me ponder and think that the importance of Allah Ta'ala's greatness, when Allahu Akbar is announced, do I think that Allah Ta'ala, tu sabse bara hai, aapka hukam sabse bara, oh Allah, main aap hi ko manta hu, aap hi ka manta hu, that oh Allah, you are only the greatest. But Allah Ta'ala, according to how Allah has created insan, that Allah gives us little, and Allah Ta'ala says, think for yourself, خَلَقَكُم مِّن ضُعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبَةٍ. Then Allah Ta'ala created you from stage to stage, that you are non-entity, you are non-existent. Then how Allah Ta'ala made you come into the world, small baby, and all that Allah made the arrangements from your inception for our risk, etc., for our bodily nourishment, and details with regard to that. But myself, and we say that time is moving. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us of that time. The time will come, taqarrabu zaman. The time will be the same 24 hours, will be regarded like just 1 hour, and we won't even know what I did. And Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize. So as this beautiful bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib, Rahmatul Alayh, and as Hazrat explained, and endured how many years ago, Hazrat had these lessons, Allah Ta'ala allowed this useless servant to be in that, but still, we absolutely, in reality, we don't know the reality of our life still. Then what will we know the reality of salah? Today, to tell a person certain things, that adab of entering the masjid, or what type of clothing we're wearing, it's like, Hazrat says that it doesn't make sense to people. So that is why this revision has to be all the time. It will be that we will come for another itikaf, and we will finish, we will do these lessons, and we say, I learned about Anwaru Salah, I learned about the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we revised it, the zikr was so nice, and the poems in the zikr also, but what is my object and purpose of life, that I still haven't realized. And it shouldn't be when Malakul Maut comes, then Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, Hatta Iza Jahadumul Maut, then reality will come, that I was making zikr of Allah, but did Allah penetrate my heart? When Allah Ta'ala penetrates our heart, then every moment a person will realize, when I am the slave of Allah, how can I make my Allah happy? And this is what this whole cause is all about. And Allah Ta'ala did not leave it to ourselves to choose how to walk on this path. Allah sent our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we see the beginning of this bayan, which we just started reading the Urdu, but the whole reality, so to say, has been explained already. The same thing that Hazrat is over and over, every year we learn. And that is why this department of deen, that is, which is today we regard it as a khanka, we regard it as the tasawwuf, or getting, taking bed to a sheikh. This is the most important aspect of to know how to lead our life. Without this, we will never able to lead our life. And that is why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala clearly said, when we didn't get connected to Allah Ta'ala through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we were the most barbaric nation on the face of the earth. But when Allah Ta'ala gave us, and we realized who our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, he has come as the Allahu Akbar, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the embodiment of mercy for the whole universe, and what a Nabi Allah Ta'ala made, Nabiul Rahma, until the end of time. And those who got connected to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is their position? We can't imagine. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, our lives this should be sacrificed upon them. That all these conditions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that's going to come in the world, immediately they ask, what will be the cause and what was the solution? That all will be 73 different groups, each one claiming to be going to Jannah. But each one is lost and only one will be going to Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then showed, this is also practically, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. That the way of life which Allah Ta'ala has taught me, Allah has revealed Qur'an Kareem, the nur of Allah Ta'ala into the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how fortunate are we? And those that held steadfast onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And till the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala has made the system. This chain will carry on. The Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een. And till today Allah Ta'ala says, and till Allah wants the world to exist, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. The first thing when you realize that Mar Rabbuk, who is your creator, sustainer, nourisher, then we won't fall into the deceptions of shaitan. And sadly today, as Hazrat teaches us over and over, that today we say we have to use diplomacy with our children. And what is shaitan's diplomacy? That tell a person to go to hell in such a way that he looks forward to it. And today, not only looking forward, we paid for it. That we say, yes, my child became a hafiz, but he has to go to school also. He has to go to university. And what price we paying? But when it comes to our deen, then, which is our reality. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand, then what a great, great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with namaz and salah. This is the whole etiquette of our whole life. Every moment of my life, whether it's my public life, private life, from the morning till the night, Allah Ta'ala has sent rahmatul lil alameen, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise we see we're revising the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas our Dada Shaykh says, at this time which we say, the time of fitna and fasad, man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever brings alive my sunnah in the time when there will be evil and corruption. When we talk of evil and corruption, we think of the governments. But the real evil and corruption is when the value of deen, my own value I don't know, and the value of one sunnah. And Hazrat says that we envy the people who, Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat used to say so beautifully, Allah Ta'ala doesn't need anybody to give his life, become a shaheed. But how honorable are they, that those are true men. They don't fall into the deception of shaitan and live in illicit love affairs and they think they in love, but they are totally like mad people. And the lovers of Allah, Hazrat says, to prove to the world, those who will write their love with their blood, that is the man of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat says, myself, I should check myself, that in the comfort of our home, in the comfort of the masjid, to bring alive one sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 shaheed sawab. Allahu Akbar. And this is a greater jihad. Because in this time, if we check myself, we are ustad or a parent or whatever, we stress on our children, wear your right shoe first. And not just as a formality. This is the sunnah of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we see myself, am I really conscious? Am I doing this, following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. So Hazrat beautifully explained this bayan, which all this whole explanation Hazrat gives daily until now. And now it is a time that what explanation Hazrat gave and what we read in the kitabs of our kabir and how they grew up today, Allahu Akbar, people will utter words after becoming ulama also, that this is not, and we'll want to look for proofs. Whereas Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, anything you ask them, they said, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing. And this is the chain, and that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz as you saw me performing namaz. What does it mean? We have to follow in that path, that those who followed the predecessors. And that is why our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali so beautifully has to explain. On one occasion, a person came to the Khanka, and Hazrat explained, and thus we all learn through our Shaykh, what am I, a useless, the dirty mouth with a dirty heart. But the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they all tolerate every person. So we get connected to Allah Ta'ala. They won't connect us to themselves or to anything else. They not worried of position, we worried in the, when I return to Allah Ta'ala. That is what I'm going to realize who I am. So Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat, on one occasion, a person came from some Arab country and they said, Hazrat, this is a sheikh, he's got so many followers. So they asked, Hazrat asked him, who is he sheikh? So they asked him, they said, he doesn't know who is he sheikh. So beautifully Hazrat said, لا تأخذوا بابا من لا بابا له. Don't make anybody a father who doesn't know who is his father. So this is this whole silsila. Let's see who we are getting connected to. Then Allah Ta'ala will make us realize that when I walk into whatever position I am, then after really realizing and getting just one bit of current, that Allahu Akbar. I was teaching madrasa, maybe maktab, for 10 years, 20 years, but I wasn't an ustad. I didn't know how to be a parent. So this whole important aspect of namaz, which we see, as we say, just now Ramadan Sharif started, and now it's already coming to an end. But my life also, I'm 50 years, 60 years, 20 years, do I know why am I loving? I'm loving only by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has warned us that خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرُ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنُ. We created them. We created insan. And you see, majority, they become the disobedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sad condition when Allah ta'ala has informed us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Those who acknowledge that we are the slaves of Allah, we bring iman, but still we don't find our success in namaz. And success is not in the elan, it's not in the bayan. Success is in the reality. That who am I, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we learned, Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib, which he gave the same bayan, but in the old Urdu, the old Urdu, and explaining all this, which we now think that I'm performing namaz for so long, and namaz, it's not called namaz when your heart is not attentive. And if your heart is not attentive, then Hazrat explained this ayat, and we ended the sabak on Yawm al-Sabt, that فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this ayat was revealed, he said, whoever Allah ta'ala has expanded his heart, he's got sharih sadr, he's got conviction that to love like a proper Muslim, that is to follow the commands of Allah ta'ala according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there's noor in his heart. Then, wherever you go, wherever you walk, whatever you do, in any environment, people will get affected with that noor. And people will also get from that noor. So the Sahaba radiallahu were not like me, that I say, I know, I'm convinced, Islam is the only way. But what is the sign that Islam is in my life? And what is the sign that Iman is in my life, first of all, that conviction? So Nabi sallallahu, the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Han min alamat, is there any signs? The first time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you got shari sadr, your heart, Allah has put noor in your heart is open and clear, that the only way for success is not just in talking about it, but immediately what will be your inclination? At-tajafi and darul hurur. That this world, what mahazil hayat dunya illa mataul hurur. This whole world is a box of deception. Now your heart won't be inclined to this. And when you realize this, and you got the noor of iman, your heart will be, you won't have love for the dunya, it is the outward things, necessities of life. But Allah Ta'ala, when you realize this, and you become the true vicegerent of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will give you the best of this dunya, but it won't affect you in the least. But otherwise myself, all of us, we have whatever field, we still worried that I must get this car, I must get this house, whereas our reality is akhirah, tilka darul akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize. And the second sign is, now you realize, where am I going to? Wal inabatu ila daril khulud. All the time my heart is inclined towards the everlasting, my everlasting life and my everlasting home. And that is my dream home. Then whatever conditions come to tell a person make sabr or to do this, or you do, this is the hudud, the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Then immediately a person will realize, I'm not the slave of my nafs, and I'm not the slave of my desires, otherwise Allah ta'ala save me. Hazrat says, many a times a person thinks that I made long the tahajjud namaz, and on one occasion a sahabi, a few days he wasn't there for fajr, 1-2 days for fajr salah. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu asked him, where were you this morning for fajr salah? You say, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I couldn't make it, the whole night I was in Tahajjud Salah. Amir al-Mu'mineen reprimanded him that Tahajjud is Nafal. And the Faraz is Faraz. Two rakat of Faraz of Fajr is more greater than whole lives of Nafal Ibadah. And this is the month that Allah has multiplied it by 70. Allahu Akbar. And all our whole life of Nafal Ibadah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the reward of a Faraz. But today myself also will see, many a times we have come to the Khanka, we'll be, so to say, burning the midnight oil. But when the time Fajr Namaz, then we are feeling sleepy. We can't even concentrate. So we have to know our priorities. What is more important? And am I the slave of, and that also nafs, my nafs fools me, that I'm doing this because I enjoy it. And when it's time to be really, and ibadat is not actually for enjoyment, to show I'm the slave of Allah. And how to become the slave of Allah, Allahu Akbar. This whole beautiful bayan, at first when you do this course, then you realize now, who am I? Allahu Akbar. Now you want to be the real obedient slave of Allah. Then every moment, and Allah Ta'ala taught us, every moment of our life, as Hazrat taught us in yesterday's majlis also, that all of us put together, we can't count one ni'mat of Allah. But so many ni'mats, do we ever think, from where does ni'mat come? Alhamdulillah, Allah has kept all His praises, word shukr, in one word. Otherwise, the more position I got, the more titles I want. A whole of mankind put together in jinnat, we wouldn't able to know how to, Allahu Akbar, put titles towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how easy and how honorable Allah Ta'ala has given us. So we started, Hazrat started His bayan, that all the time, Ya Allah, what a great ihsan, what a great favor You did upon us. That we can't help just giving our life, making shukr to You. And shukr is actually to doing those actions that Allah is pleased with. Even in namaz, we perform it, not that how we feel, hey, Imam Sahib read very nice today. Qiraat was very nice. But that qiraat which makes the heart bleed, that is actually will touch the heart. Allah Ta'ala make me all of us realize. So we'll try and read through this bayan. But as we explained, think of the points that was taught, and myself, and with what we learned from our Hazrat, actually, not what I, this is not a lesson from my side, this is a takrar, a revision of my own sabak, and realize how weak and how useless I am. So we all should look into our own heart and see that Hazrat, after giving their lives, and then they show their reality. For the deen of Allah, they'll become martyrs. And the martyrs, Allah Ta'ala says, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when the hypocrites also and the enemies used to warn them that the whole army is coming, then, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, haza ma wa'adana Allah wa rasulu. This is what Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us and promised us. So that doesn't scare us. We have to remain firm on the deen and the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala make me realize and all of us that ilahi shukar hai, shukar tere ihsan ka, ke tune hame dil ko roshan aur zuban ko goya kiya, aur aise nabi maqbool, nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko khalqullah ki hidayat ke waaste bheja. So here, Hazrat is teaching us that to know how to lead our life, Allah Ta'ala, we have to beg for hidayat. And Allah Ta'ala has made great favor from all the creation. Allah chose me to be the slave of Allah. Then to be the ummati of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A person won't, you can't help just, but myself will see. Even we became, you are murid, you're making zikr, you got khilafat, whatever. But still we haven't realized the reality of how to make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And not only that, You enlightened our heart, dil ko roshan kiya, zuban ko goya kiya, aur aise nabi maqbool, sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko khalqullah ki hidayat ke waaste bheja. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatul lil alameen. When the ummat, every ummat is lost, how Allah Ta'ala sends. And Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَى رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. So when the ummat was lost in darkness, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْدُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ, Allah Ta'ala sent the greatest personality, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we only realize, who is our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Jiske adna shifaat se dono jahan ki ni'mat paave. Allahu Akbar. And just by realizing, I am the slave of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah has sent us here already to get the enjoyment of both the worlds already. Even the enjoyment that you'll get in Jannat, the actual enjoyment is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we'll understand how Adala Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, as we learn from our Hazrat, internationally famous poem, we'll read it, we'll frame it also. Naqsh-e qadam Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah jalla jalalu se milate sunnat ke raaste, that follow in the footsteps of Nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, ma'ana li wa sahabi, according to your time, see the man of Allah ta'ala, and in that time how to practice on sunnat of Nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, like Hazrat says, many students say we must practice on the sunnat of Nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were no toilets like today, flush system, etc. So Hazrat says, if we think like that, then we won't able to love in this time. If we follow the sunnat according to how our kabir, those will see who are on sunnat of Nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On one occasion, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat explained, and Mazna Mazhar sahab, damat barakatum, the illustrious son of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says, on one occasion a person came, and a pious person, outwardly doing work of deen also, even in Jamaat work also. So he came to the Khanka to greet Hazrat and to get some barakat. And that is what we think. We'll get barakat by just letting the buzugs come to our house, or we'll just let go and meet them. Real barakat is that we get their life into our life. And that life that was taught by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah ta'ala knows, according to every time, Allah has made the system. Follow the man of Allah. So this person, full outward, mashallah, amama, everything. And he had his walking stick also. And at the bottom, normally Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum used to have that walking asa, that had like a sharp nail at the bottom, a sharp point. Because they were walking in the gullies and where the reptiles, etc. This person came in the bus in Pakistan, where the bus there, just to get onto the bus is so difficult. So he came to the Khanka, and then he met Hazrat. Hazrat asked him, then this Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Tahmad Barakatum, narrated to us, and also we learned from our Hazrat also. So Hazrat asked him, that you came by bus, say, gee. And Hazrat says, mashallah, you got sunnat libas and you came with this asa. He says, gee, say, but what is at the bottom? Say, it's like a sharp, like a nail. So Hazrat told him, in this zamana, this is dangerous. You'll hurt the people in the bus. So dangerous. So immediately, instead of taking heed, that if you got no, we think we can work on deen, but we don't have the current of iman. Immediately, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib say, he objected. And he said, that's why people like you, you'll say you're mashayikh, but you don't practice on full sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat didn't answer much. Hazrat explained to him, that time it was a different, to have that asa was permissible. In today's time, understand the need, and you will cause so much harm, and you think you are practicing on sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So know the hudur of Allah ta'ala. What are the lamats? One is the mizaj of deen, to have the mizaj, to know that the deen teaches us to be the humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like our Hazrat gives a beautiful example, we find when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the imam, used to go on the first, the three levels of the minbar, so the highest level, that is the third step of the minbar, and sit there and give khutbah, and sit on the highest level. Then when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala became the Khalifa, he sat on the second step, one step lower than Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, where can I be on that position? That is the mizaj of deen, to color in the color of the man of Allah subhanahu, sibghat Allah, that to become the humble slave. And then when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala became the Khalifa, he says, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala knew how to, and he followed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam thick and thin. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala took him away from this world, made barda, the whole ummah at that time were in turmoil. The true lovers of Allah ta'ala, and who brought the ummah under control? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu, when he recited the ayat, stood on the minbar, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ وَقُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest of Allah ta'ala's creation, but we have been taught, Ba'd as Huda, Puzur Tuhi, Kisra Muhtasar. We can't imagine the rank of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable, forget the rank, just the beautiful, honorable, beloved name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So where? So then, The Hazrat Abu Bakr, when he stayed thick and thin and he got the sohbat, and what sohbat you'll get through Iman. Iman is not a quality that outwardly you can give a bayan about it, you can read it in the kitabs, you can talk about it, it comes from heart to heart. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. When the noor of Iman penetrates the heart, you'll be going through the greatest grief, but you'll be able to control the situation. So, and that is the mizaj, that you humbleness, such humbleness, that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, on the step lower than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus we learn from our Hazrat in my broken way trying to explain. Then Hazrat explained, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, these were the men of Allah. And when he became Amirul Mu'mineen, and he thinks of his past, that when I was a young boy, I couldn't look after goats and sheep, and Ya Allah has given me such an honor, and only through who? Inna kunna azalla qawmun, fa'azzan Allah bil Islam. When we held firm onto the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I became Amirul Mu'mineen. That Allah made me the Amir of 2.25 square million miles of Muslim, controlling the Muslim Ummah. And what was their work? Middle of the night going out to see who is in desperate condition, who is going through difficulty, and used to see, go and see to the widows. And when that came in their life, Allahu Akbar, the mizaj of deen, the mizaj of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like this Hazrat explained, a person will be successful in life if you know the mizaj of your parents, if they are real parents. You know the mizaj of your ustad. You know the mizaj of a wife, if she knows the mizaj of a husband. But today we all say, we can't win the battle, and that is we realize, I'm always weak. So Hazrat Umar now used to sit on the first step of the minbar. Then he says, where am I fit to sit on the step higher? That was the place of Hazrat Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu. Then Hazrat explained, one is the mizaj of deen, and one is the hududullah, that is the limits of Allah Ta'ala. If Hazrat Usman radhiyallahu anhu, when he became the Khalifa, he went back onto the highest position of the minbar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people who don't know would have objected. And says, so Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Usman radiallahu was the son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu, the son-in-law of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They taught us the limits. They don't go beyond the limit. You say you are Sufi and you only engage on in making zikr, and you're not worried my wife is sick, or you're not worried there's a problem in the home. Then what is the limits of deen? At that time, to see to the needs of your parents. So Hazrat says, if Hazrat Abu Bakr, if Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala showed us what is the limit of deen, that you bring humbleness, but understand it from the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Hazrat says, many people, we don't understand what is humbleness, then many people used to object that, Allahu Akbar, our Dada Shaykh and his Shaykh, that they got pride in them. That is, in reality, that's not pride. On the right time to do the right thing, and understand what is the right thing. Allah Ta'ala make me all of us realize. So Hazrat says, if Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala had to go one step, one level lower, then the today's Iman, where we should be? Right into we should be down a well. Whereas we learn when the limits, what is the limits of Sharia? That don't go beyond the limit. A Sufi doesn't only look up into the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, he first checks, am I straight in the saf? Is my trousers not going below, my jubba is not going below my ankle, or touching my ankle also. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that those who love, you have to love in the sohbat of the man of Allah for Iman to penetrate the heart. Then Hazrat says that with the lowest level of shafaat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how to get that? So simple. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when azan is being given, you pay attention. You reply to the words. That is, one is verbally and practically you're supposed to be already in the masjid. But myself, look at our condition. Azan is given, and after a big masjid took place, whatever, instead of replying to the azan, we'll be talking. So where myself, not even realizing what is the mizaj of Sharia, forget the limits of Sharia. That time they should be dead silent. Immediately a person should realize. And even if we say that we'll have the next majlis this time, we don't even say inshallah. In the smallest thing, whatever, we can't do anything without the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is this whole, Allahu Akbar, this whole effort of Anwarul Salah, that till now we realize we are the most honorable creation, and how Allah ta'ala has sent our guide, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give us, and how to get this ni'mat of both the worlds. Uski rahnumai se irfan ki lazzat utai. That you get the enjoyment of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or what is the enjoyment of the man to know who is Allah and who am I, Allahu Akbar. Where me and where is my Rabb? Then every need of mine immediately, first durood is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mukhtar par. Or uske aal, wa tahar radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa anhunna par. Or ashab radiallahu ta'ala radiallahu ta'ala anhum par. Kibar par hojwe. So we understand this old Urdu. Would we ever able to understand without the guidance of our mashayikh? Jisne bashar ko dalalat aur gumrahi se baz rakha. Aur ulama, fudala ko zewar-e ilm wa dani se arasta kya? Piche, then after all the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to rode on our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat says, that arbab-e danish par zahir hojwe, ke musalman ko lazim hai ke apne rab ko pehchane. So he says, when Allah has given us intelligence, Allah has made us his slave, then it's supposed to be a natural thing that I must know who my Allah Ta'ala is. And to know who Allah Ta'ala is, you can't read it in the kitabs. You have to love what the man of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the great, the most honorable, greatest creation of Allah. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, when Allah gives me my plate of food, I'm just the humble slave of Allah. I sit on the floor. I sit like a humble slave. I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us, the time will come. People of knowledge also, they'll be sitting on armchairs and eating at the table and chairs and giving their opinion about deen. Allah ta'ala make me, all of us realize. And this is the time we are in. That is why Allah save me, all of us. As much as you want to do the detailed sabak, how Hazrat explained, read the whole lesson. And what was explained over the years, today doesn't make sense to us. Today our mashayikh, our satira, they cried tears of blood for people like myself. That they have taught us, they showed us, they are embodiments of guides for us. But still, we think that knowledge is to know the proof. What is the proof? Ma'lumat ko ma'amulat bana de. When you know that you are the slave of Allah, now what you have learned, bring it into your life. It's supposed to be when it's in your life, automatically, the family, and that is what dua we are taught. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. Then we'll understand that namaz is the coolness of my eyes, and I want my whole family to be the coolness of my eyes is an expression of such enjoyment, which our Dada Shaykh says, that this is also one subject that is taught to the students in Darul Uloom, in Ilmul Yaqeen, Ainul Yaqeen, and Haqqul Yaqeen. He says, for this, the ustads and even the students, they take so long to explain this dars, which in the end of the 3-4 weeks, whatever, the ustad also didn't really know how, where they explained it successfully. The students also didn't understand. And our Dada Shaykh says, when you sit in the company of the man of Allah Ta'ala who got connection, Hazrat says, just give the example of food and see how easy, in simple terms, they'll able to explain. Time is already up, and that is what we always worried of. A person is always worried that the imam must be on time on the musalla. But he's not worried whether I made my wuzu properly. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding that just being in the company of our mashayikh and realizing how long I am. But nur of iman is still not in my heart, but Allah is very merciful, kind. We beg Allah Ta'ala to grant us this reality through the barakah of our Shaykh and Mashayikh. Subhanallah.